Is here. So I'll call the meeting to order. It is March the 8th at 6:05 p.m. For the Age-Friendly Advisory Committee meeting. Matt, can I ask you to call the roll, please?
Sure thing. Member Flanagan?
Present.
Member Frederick?
Present.
Member Kwan?
Present.
Member Lauber?
Present.
Member Manning?
Present.
Member Morrell and Chairman Vasquez.
Present. Thank you. And for the record, I know Matt reached out to see if we can schedule this to 7 o'clock and see who was available. Barb was the one who said that she couldn't commit to either the 6 or the 7. And just to go ahead and schedule the meeting, and if she can be here, she'll be here. But she said, don't count on her for a quorum. So because of the conflict that she has on Wednesday evening. But we did try to see if we can push it down to 7, but it didn't look like that was it. So, and then of course, Helen had a conflict. If she tried to move it back down to 7. She had another commitment, so she had to leave about 7:30, 7:45. So it didn't make sense to move the meeting based on the numbers of people who can attend. So that's what ended up happening. That's why we kept it at 6. So let's move on to the public comment. I don't see anybody logging in with us. So Matt, do you have anybody that I don't know about?
No, nobody has emailed anything and nobody is at Village Hall.
Okay, so no public comments. Okay, then the next item on the agenda is the approval of the February 8, 2023 meeting minutes. I will entertain a motion to move to approve and a second.
I'll motion.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay. Is there any discussion about the board meeting? The meeting minutes, committee meeting minutes from last? Okay. Hearing none. Matt, can you call the roll, please?
Sure. Member Flanagan?
Present. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Member Frederick?
Yes.
Member Kwan?
Yes.
Member Lauber?
I'm going to abstain because I don't know where those minutes are. I've never seen them. So I have to abstain.
Okay.
Member Manning?
Okay.
Yes.
Member Morrell? Absent. And Chairman Vasquez?
Yes. And just address, they did go out to, at least I received them with part of the agenda. I think everybody, so Dan, I'm not sure what happened, but.
Yeah, I think it was one of the four attachments on that email on Monday afternoon.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Barbara's joining us here.
Oh, okay. So wait till she joins in. Okay. Barbara, I see that you're there, but I don't see the camera on. And I know in the past you sometimes check in with the chat. Is that what's happening here or for today? Okay. Okay. So
yep, she's a chat.
She's going to be on the chat. Okay.
All chat. Right.
So let's have the record reflect that she joined the meeting at 6:08 p.m. and she will be participating on chat, but obviously listening to the conversation. So that's great. Okay, thank you. Right now, Barb, since you just logged in, there was a motion. I think Jim moved to approve the minutes. And now I'm trying to remember. Deb, what did you second? I'm trying to remember.
Helen, second.
Okay. Barb, we were voting on approval of the minutes. Dan abstained. He didn't see the minutes. So I'm not sure if you had an opportunity to look at the minutes. And do you want to put in the chat if you did? Are you approving them or objecting or abstaining? Approve. Okay, thank you. All right. That the next step would be the old business. Going back to the draft report and action plan and discussing that and see if we're getting closer to an approval. But before we do that, I know we sent out a draft. I do apologize for not getting out sooner than I did. It was more work than what I thought. But I do want to basically walk through it. I did not make substantive changes, but I do want to walk you through what I made changes on. So, Matt, can you pull up the document, share it on the screen?
Rez, can I make one comment?
Yes, you can. I'm sorry.
I want to just say thank you to Matt and to yourself and to Deb and all parties involved in the work that you did. I know it was a rough document, and it's easy to tell the work that you did. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. That's my comment.
Great.
Thank you. And I tried not to make major substantive changes at all, other than formatting and trying to make it read English, so to speak. And so that's why I want to show you at least generally what the changes were. Subject to, I know Dan emailed us about updating the demographic information on page 13. And then we'll get to that as well. But Matt, what I'm going to do is I'm going to highlight the page numbers, and if you could pull it up as we go along. So basically on the cover page here, all references relating to the Village of River Forest. I changed everything in the document to village, so that's clear instead of repeating Village of River Forest. And when it relates to the age-friendly advisory ad hoc committee, I just from now on reference it as AFC. And also in the document, generally, as we discussed, I think the last meeting, there was goals, and I appreciate the fact that the goals were there. But then we talked about it. Some of the goals were almost duplicative and referred to in the recommendations. So I deleted all of the goals, but the language of the goals, if they weren't already in the recommendation section, I added it there. So I didn't change, I didn't delete the goals all in general. They're still there. So as we go through the document, you'll see that. Okay, the next page, Matt 2, I just took a shot at what the original intent was with the table of contents. I didn't put the page numbers yet because until we finalize this document, I didn't want to go through the numbering system until we're pretty done with the document. So on page 3, Matt, and I have a question here, and that's why I left it here for now, because what I understood, and it looks like this draft, either we were going to add an executive summary itself or the letter from President Ducey. And so I left it in for now, just so that we're all on the same page here. But the idea then is, or is the question, is on page 4, we have the letter to the Board of Trustees from Kathy Ducey, right? So I didn't know if this would serve the purpose of the executive summary, or are we thinking of an executive summary in addition to the letter from Kathy Ducey, the president? And Lydia, I don't know if what your thoughts are, and I may have missed it, so I apologize, but I didn't.
No, you didn't miss it. I think it makes sense to, we have the one letter, and so I think if we put an executive summary in addition to the letter we have in the charge, that probably makes the most sense. And I'm happy to take a stab at writing that.
At the executive summary? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, just to highlight the key points.
Okay. Right, that's right.
Unless other people disagree, but.
Is everyone okay with that, or does anybody have any objections to it? I'm keeping an eye on the chat too, just for Barbara's purposes. Barbara says okay. So Lydia, if you don't mind, take a rough stab at the executive summary. All right, then on page 4 is the letter that we're talking about. I didn't change that at all. Pretty much the rest was formatting until we get to page 7. Keep going, man. Yeah, I don't know if Lydia, this was you or whether it was somebody else. But on the bottom of the page, you had give the website. And I think I inserted that website link. If you want to, whoever put that in there, I think it's you, Lydia. I don't want to pick on you. But I took a shot. I think that's the reference you were referring to in there. And I obviously, you won't know from there. But if you can verify
that's
the website.
I think so.
Okay. And if you want to verify, that's okay too. Okay. So then that takes us to page 8. Right there, the 3 X's. Matt, we're going to have to go back and check with. Oh, I'm sorry, Dan.
Yeah, question. Do you want to have typographical errors and missing language mentioned now, or would you like to deal with that just one-on-one after the meeting?
No, in fact, as I'm going through pages, please, let's do that. So how far back?
On page 7.
Page 7.
At the bottom under item 1, to conduct a baseline assessment.
Okay.
I think it would be more accurate to say by surveying residents age 55 and over. Because we didn't survey members of the community. We surveyed residents who were 55 and over. We don't want to imply that we surveyed people of all ages.
Okay. Residents of age
55. Residents age 55 and over, something like that.
Okay.
I think our demographic might have been a little bit younger. I can't remember.
We started at 55.
Okay. In terms of the survey, we can check that. Okay.
Survey was 55.
Okay.
So should we say something like we conducted a baseline assessment of residents age 55 to 85? Do we have a cutoff on the upper end or no?
No.
55 plus?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I can verify that. Okay. Anything else on page 7? If not... on page 8, and I was going to address this to Matt. Matt, I know the sample that we reached out to or sent out was 235, but I know we had some, and I don't know why, about 11 to 19 that were returned addresses.
Okay.
So is the intent, and this is for the group too, are we looking at the number, do you want us to put the stats as to 235 residents were sent the survey, 19 did not, or do you want me to just put the number of total responses onto the survey?
Excuse me, Rez, I believe the sample, the universe for the sample was over 300.
I agree.
We had 191 responses.
You're right. Okay. Well, okay. Assuming it's whatever the number was, I know it was the number, let's assume hypothetically it was 300, but that went back, that was sent out to, you're right. Maybe it was 300.
I could say, I would say that if you said, yeah, we survey of 300, the 300 resident or surveys were mailed out, of which 15 were returned. 285 were delivered, and we had about 206 respondents, whatever the number of the respondents
were. Okay.
So that gives us our ratio.
Okay.
Dan, is that acceptable?
Right.
Okay. And I just don't have the statistics here, but we'll get them, and then we'll do that. So we'll do that. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and you better fix that. It says 50 or older, but I've just gone back to the survey. The age cohort started at 55 to 59.
Okay.
I thought we surveyed younger than that, but we only used the 55.
Dan, do you remember the census data? Weren't you involved in that part of the process or no?
Which census data?
Well, you were involved in the helping select the random sample based on the criteria that we as a committee had agreed upon, or am I just mistaken? I know you were active in the discussion.
No, I directed us to use the voter rolls that we were able to get from the Cook County.
Right. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So when you directed us to do that, what did you direct us to do with respect to age?
I have no idea, but I know that the sample was 55 and older. We didn't survey people under 55.
I don't believe we did either.
Oh, maybe it was the test survey probably first. Yeah.
Possibly. I did want to suggest on page, actually the same bullet point that Rez was pointing to, no pun intended, that we, by disseminating, I think we need to always speak of the survey as a random sample survey. So I would suggest that we say disseminating the survey to a random sample of XXX of 300 something residents, 55 years and older.
I agree.
Okay. Random sample. Okay. I made that change. Okay. And we can verify the years, but, I'm 55 right now. I just wrote in 55 years. Instead of 50,
yeah.
But, okay. Anything else on page 8? Okay. Okay. Hearing none. I'm just going to rattle off the number pages. Is anybody on page 9? I don't have anything, but I'm going to just make sure. Does anybody have on page 9? Okay. Page 10. Page 11.
Yeah, we've got some typos in that table there on page 11.
Okay.
The center column, the last three are mixed up. So we've got outdoor spaces and buildings, and for River Forest, access to transportation. Actually, the last four are messed up. In fact, just about all of them. After the first two, the rest of the ones in the center are out of order.
Okay. So you mean order in terms of how they were in the domain?
Lydia, can you speak to that? Because I remember when we discussed this, what we tried to indicate with this table was the differences. That ARP domains are these labels. River Forest Age-Friendly Survey used these labels. And then ARP further goes to then use AARP livability indicators. And we just used the criteria that we developed and what they report on. Can you speak to that, Lydia?
Those are our survey sections. I am looking to see if they might be out of order as to how we report it. Is that what you're saying, Dan? You want them to align with the order?
Housing, of course they should. Technology is not housing.
Yeah. Yeah. But the housing or technology should be on its own. I think this is an edit issue that got reformatted is all.
Okay.
Technology should be by itself because it's not an AARP domain. We added it. And it's not an AARP livability index. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I'm just saying straighten out what they are. I mean, housing and row should be housing all the way across.
If you could move housing and finances down.
Okay.
And then move access to transportation down, outdoor and spaces and buildings down.
Okay.
All right. Now, community and mental health and health services, we did not have an index for that, Lydia, did we?
It got melded in with community support and services.
Yeah. Okay, so some of our listed twice then?
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you a question. And by the way, I didn't touch this table at all, but I thought, and this is that we were going to organize the list of the domain and in terms of how we did the survey. So that is why, for example, I thought the, in fact,
I think the order is correct, Rez.
Okay.
In the ARP domains, you've done it right. And the order I think is beautiful in the report in that I think our hammer, and Dan, I hope you agree, at the end of the day, is trying to get some movement on housing. But we don't lead with that. We kind of wait. We report on these other things. And then the meaningful stuff comes at the end of our report, which is housing.
Right.
That's all.
I'm really confused. This is anyone who's going to read this is going to say, what the heck? The housing row should be housing and finances, housing. The transportation row should be the transportation, access to transportation. Outdoor spaces and buildings should be outdoor spaces and buildings. And then whatever ARP livability index corresponds with it, I don't know which one, maybe one doesn't, but they should be consistent across. This has nothing to do with the order in our survey. And if it does, then you need to say this is the order in the survey, but it's not going to make any sense to a reader the way it's set up. So, I mean, this isn't something we have to resolve here. This is something Rez and Matt can resolve.
Isn't it okay, though, now, as you see it, Dan, isn't transportation, housing.
At least those bottom three.
Yeah, we don't call, our report didn't call civic participation and employment that. We called it communication and information. That was our choice. We changed it.
Yeah.
And then it meets the opportunity livability index.
Then what is communication and information in ARP? It's community support services?
We just talked about there were two, melded it together. Lydia, you said two sections were melded together.
We collapsed community and health services with we collapsed communication and information and community and health services from the ARP domains into community support services for older adults, I think.
Say communication and information.
I think this is something that could be resolved without the whole committee meeting, where you can take a little bit of time and think it out and straighten out the order so that it makes sense to a reader that has not been immersed in this.
Okay. Okay. I left this the way it was, but I'm looking at the rest of this report that list them, and I guess I just need to know, are we going to be listing this, the RF, the River Forest AF survey section, based on the order of the rest of this report, which I thought was based on the order of how we asked the questions in the survey?
That's what we agreed as a committee.
Okay. So
if anyone wants to just, we could eliminate this table. If it's confusing, Dan, we could eliminate this table altogether.
I would agree.
As soon as we straighten it out, I think it's extremely helpful to anybody to kind of understand that there are differences. That's what in the text it says, hey, there's three things going on here. There's the AARP domains. There's what we did as the age-friendly survey in River Forest. And then as they relate to our livability index, which are very confusing. We didn't create it. The World Health Organization did. We're just trying to explain it.
Okay, if it's well, unclear, then Jim, the table then needs a paragraph explaining the table. I mean, the table just sitting there.
Dan, write a paragraph. Write a paragraph to explain the table then. I'm in full agreement with that. Perfect.
Hey, Rez, when you guys write, we have to explain it because I sure as hell don't understand the table as it exists now.
I thought it was based on the order of the report and the survey. And so, But I don't know. You know, Dan, are you saying that they should all read the same social participation, respect, and match it so it's all in the same order?
I'm saying that my impression was that this table's purpose was to relate the different subject areas, match them as much as possible between the three different columns. That's all that makes any sense to me. But again, the table's just sitting there with no explanation. And I think that you and Matt could probably write up an explanation and reorder these so it makes sense and explain where there's the reasons why there's differences. That would seem to make this table useful. Just sitting there by itself, I don't know what the heck it's supposed to be doing.
Okay. Well, I do recall that the reason River Forest, our section is these were the ones we focused on our survey in these areas. Now, whether we want to move them around so that they match the AARP domains or whether we want to move them around in the order that our survey was put out,
Can I just comment and say, Dan, please refer to page 9 of this report, which clearly says overview of age-friendly AARP and WHO, which is the World Health Organization. It starts by saying that the domains of livability are a framework used by many towns and cities, explains domains. Then it goes on to say that AARP's age-friendly communities initiative is designed to help communities become more livable for people of all ages. And then it has age-friendly domains. And we explain what those are and said, additionally, they have indicators of livability. All right. And we show that table, the colorful table on page 10. And we then explain what those are. And then you're right. It needs an explanation, but that table is not just hanging there. It was meant to then show the differences, the subtle differences between AARP domains, our survey sections, and the indicate as they relate to the indicators of livability.
Yeah, exactly. So it needs to have an explanation of that nature.
Okay, and that's fine. But it's not hanging. It's just not just hanging out there. I think it serves a good purpose.
Okay.
You know, I think if we just clean it up a little bit with a little explanation.
I think if you titled the table, it would be fine. And maybe align some of the middle sections.
Okay. All right. I'll work on something. Okay. All right. Okay. So that's on page 11. Anything else on page 11?
No.
Okay. Then 12, page 12. Okay, then page 13, I know Dan sent out an email about updating the demographics. Sent some back to attachments.
We've got to update this. For example, the latest figures for per capita income are 81,000. Median home value, 601,300. Median household income has been 129,000 since 2019. So we just have to update the update it with consistent sources and give the exact sources, including the table number from the Census Bureau, and that will help people understand it. I mean, the population numbers have changed. It's a moving target with the way the Census Bureau has been since the Trump administration.
Okay.
It's been hard to figure out this stuff.
Okay, now is everyone comfortable with the two? And I'm not just debating it, but Dan sent out two attachments. Is that the
that has some of the data. It has some of the data. I think that got to be looked into more carefully. I didn't have much time.
Okay, okay. All right, then bottom line, you just want us to find the site and update the information. Okay, all right.
Is there data more current than this 2021 data?
What I sent you is the most recent data.
But it's only part of it, right?
Yeah.
Are there multiple reports? I guess I'm saying if this is census, this was all pulled from the Census Bureau. Population by age and sex for United States 2021 reviewed from, and there's the information. How come all of this data then isn't available from the source that you provided?
Because there's four different sets of tables, and I did not have time to get them all for this meeting.
And Dan, real quick, who is the information coming from, the ones you're pulling from?
Census Bureau. I can send you the sites. The site.
Is it from the U.S. Census Bureau or for some other organization?
It's the Census Bureau.
It's the community survey.
But you're using the American Community Survey.
Well, yeah, because the census doesn't give us dollar numbers.
Are we reporting something other than what's currently listed here now, like per capita income? You said was different?
Yeah, it's 81,053.
Okay. Yeah, I have no, obviously, I would just want to make sure that we're consistent with our sources.
Right. Correct.
And that they're not some.
Okay. Then we're going to have to change the site, our citation. Following on page 14. Okay. Is there any other changes either or typos on 13? And if not, moving to 14.
Yeah, on 14, again, under what we did, what did we do in the middle where it says community-wide survey with a representative sample size, I would just suggest we, with a random sample of middle-aged and older adults in the village. Or actually, it could be more precise to say of adults age 55 and up or higher, 55 plus.
Okay.
And the next one under how did we do it? It said a sample, randomly selected sample of residents age 45 and older, but it was 55 and older.
Okay. All right. Anything else on 14? If not, let's move to 15.
Okay, on 15, I want to make something clear. I know when I'm outvoted, so my aim is to make this as rock solid a report as possible. It's just has been troubling me that I've just been thinking that we ought to have a column in that table under demographics of respondents with the actual percentage in the village. So we'd be showing, being transparent and revealing what the actual percentage is compared to our sample. Now, if the group feels it's not necessary to provide that's fine. But I think that if we're going to be, you know, fully transparent in what we're doing, that comparison should be available to readers right there.
Okay, and Barbara, I apologize. I know I see comments, so.
She wrote something.
Yeah, she put, but I don't know in response of the timing. She has put in an appendix, keep your purpose with readers uppermost.
That's in relation to the table.
Was that the table we were talking about previously?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Purpose teaches all the very good.
Or not. It's to housing. It's really hard with the chat.
Okay.
I thought it was reference to the table.
Oh, okay. Given that rhetoric costume should go first.
Now, Lydia's right. That's when she posted that, when we were dealing with that table earlier.
Housing, it's about when housing should come in the report. Okay. All right. So I don't know. We got two thoughts here. We're going back to the earlier table and putting rearranging those sections. But I'm also looking at 15. Dan said proposed a column with the actual percentage in the village, adding a new column, I should say, with the actual percentage of the village. If that's the case, I don't know where we would get that information. I don't.
If you would like, I could add that and have it ready for the next meeting well in advance. And, you know, the group can make a decision then if it wants to include that in there.
I know part of the data is on page 13, but it has to be updated. You know, but population is 84.1% white, 4% black. So it's got the race. See the down there? It covers that. It's not going to give us the percentage breakdown of residents by age. We can get that. Again, we could probably get it from the community survey. So, yeah, I think that, you know, again, it's there, but put it in another column. I think that's fine.
Okay.
All right. At the same time, I did think when Dan said it, you know, we didn't have any control over how many people aged 55 to 59 did respond. And I know right. You know, so it could be confusing to some. What I would ask, you know, if I didn't know how this worked, say, well, if 50% of this, we only got 15, that this is not valid or something like that. That's my thought. I think it's fine to put that column in. I think we can move on.
Okay. All right. So Dan, you're going to send something on that. Okay. Then moving to page 16. Nothing. Page 17.
Okay. At the top under communication information, I'm not quite sure what you're trying to say there. And I think a reader that hasn't been involved in this would be even more confused. Are you saying who should be trying to understand whether to use regular mail or digital communication? I think you mean the village. So if that's what you mean, we should say that.
Okay.
So no major concerns other than the village
trying
to understand whether to use regular mail or digital communication.
Okay.
To that end, can I?
Sure.
I'm sorry. I just saw something about the River Forest newsletters now being online. Is the village discussing more of a move towards online? Obviously, it's very cost effective. I understand that.
Yes.
Is that discussions that are taking place now? Or?
Yeah. Yes. Well, we're trying different strategies in terms of that also, Jim. But we're still keeping hard copies because there are some particularly and seniors in the condos, they've come to us and said, can you give us hard copies? And so we leave them in the, you know, the lobby and then the residents.
I've been tracking in my work probably 1,000 families. And about 7 or 10 years ago, I had 138 people or so that were on, you know, so 13% were on the physical mail list. I checked the number yesterday and it's down to about 20 people now.
Okay.
Where, you know, so it's there's still enough though. I mean, there's still a valid number of people, obviously. And I think that's what our survey discovered, that this is a conundrum. It is expensive, but to keep the chasm covered, we have to address it both ways temporarily.
Sure.
Some people just don't have the technology, the means, the, you know, gumption, all those things.
Right. Okay.
Right. On under housing and finances, the middle bullet point caveat, the word should be modifying, not modify. That's a typo.
Okay.
And imagine under the accessory dwelling unit, you might want to be a little, one again, throughout this in the text, the percentage sign should be the word percent, not a percentage sign. And which is easy to fix, but I think you might want to make it a little clearer that 20, 3% would consider living in one or adding one to their home, something like that, rather than just say would consider it.
Did that apply for living in and adding
one? I was going to say part of the question. I'll get that out. Okay. It's question. I would consider modifying 50 is I would consider modifying to create a designated space. And then, so then the in-law suite or accessory dwelling. Okay. So both 50 and 51 say I would consider modifying, consider living in.
Living in?
Yeah, both. It's both modifying okay. and living in.
Okay. Okay. Got that? Anything else on page 17? Okay. Page 18.
We have to move all the percent move to percent.
Okay, so we're. I did that in as basis. A minute. So
okay, yeah, just to make it known. Okay.
Sure, I can do that all together. Okay. All right. And 19. I know. Don't worry about the percentages. I already have that. I'll change that. Right. I do have, though, I didn't highlight here, but, and this is a couple. There's references on the page 19 at the bottom, for example, item 10, item 9, and on some of the others, there's references to items. So I didn't remove them, but it's more of a question of do we want them or what's it referenced to?
Lydia, is that question 10?
I'm not sure.
Here, I can tell you.
Yeah, it's only on some of these.
Right. That's what it originally was. It was from that draft. I think what we were doing was referencing the question. So 10 is sometimes I feel discriminated against because of my age.
Oh, I see.
They feel discriminated against due to their age. That's exactly what it is. So whatever you see item 10,
okay.
If you want, that means that referred to question 10 of the survey.
Okay.
Whether we eliminate them or we put in a conventional methodology for putting that note in.
Okay.
And then we could just say survey item 10.
Okay. Sure. That survey question 10. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Survey question. Okay. And then the number. Okay. All right. That's the only, and there's later on other references to items, and I will revise it to read survey question and leave the number. Okay. Then go.
Though, are we on a slippery slope? Because that means that in each basis section, if we're going to be consistent, then we should have every item for everything. Lydia, do you have that data from your drafts or no?
I can go back and look.
I bet you we have it from the early draft because you have that one draft that had all that stuff just kind of loaded on those pages, and then we broke it out. So maybe we could look and I'm positive that we can tie it to each question. The question is at the end of the day, and Dan, maybe you could weigh in. Is it too much information or is it important that they...
I think that it gives credibility to the report if you could guide people to the items that these were from.
Okay. Then we should just come up with that convention, the three words that you had, Rez, and we'll have to come up, Lydia and I can take a stab at trying to, in each basis section, we'll provide the survey question number. How about that?
Okay. That'd be fine. In fact, what I'll do is this next draft with some of these typos, or typos meaning percentage, that's quick. For each of the basis points, or bullets, I should say, I'll add at the end a paren that's going to read survey question, and I'll just leave a line there so it can be filled in.
And we'll fill it. That's great.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Excellent.
I'll do that for all the basis bullets if it doesn't have something already. Okay.
Yeah, I love it.
And okay. I believe Barbara has a question in the chat comment.
Okay. Barbara says her question. Thank you, Lydia, for pointing it out. Can you go to social isolation again? What question asked the respondents feel isolated? Okay. Going back to social isolation. Well, we have it as social participation. And basis. So can you go, okay, what question asked the respondents feel isolated?
Let me look.
Okay.
While you're looking at that, Rez, there's a typo on page 19 in at the bottom, the third bullet point.
Okay.
Of the 21 who do not feel valued have lived 11 plus years. Something's missing there between. Something's missing.
Okay.
What is the exact question? Suppose I could open the chat.
The one that Dan just talked about, or the one that.
What question asks if respondents feel isolated? So where is that?
She's referring to, Barbara's referring to social isolation, which I'm assuming is on page 19 then. Respect of social inclusion.
I'm looking for the language where we say people feel isolated.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
And I don't see it either. So, and I can't find a question, so I don't know what she's referring to.
Barbara, can you put in the chat where,
page 19.
Okay. The village needs to combat isolation while continuing to provide opportunities. And then there's number two about expanding intergenerational social opportunities and reduce social isolation. And then number three, referencing increasing isolation.
Isn't part of it addressed in the in the challenges section on 18?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Assumes isolation in the first sentence. Oh, yeah.
So when you look at the challenges section, it leads into the recommendations, which would be, and this is a general one, Lydia, maybe you could speak to this, because social isolation is a very significant risk to people in community, living in community.
Okay. Barbara is saying too, challenges does not deal with isolation. Isolation is a risk, but it's not tied to our data.
So why don't we just say the village needs to provide opportunities for older adults to engage in the life of their community with accessible and affordable, and just eliminate that isolation language.
Okay. And Matt, did you get that? Jim, you're saying in the very first sentence of 19, correct?
Yeah, yes, he did it. It's done.
Oh, sorry. Oh, great. Terrific. Okay. All right. Okay, Barbara's asking, did you give the breakdown of responses for intergenerational?
Intergenerational what?
The second bullet relates to expand intergenerational social opportunities and reduce social isolation. There's where I see it referenced, but so I don't know if that's she's saying that, whether we need to add it up above or the breakdown. She's asking the question we asked in the survey about intergenerational opportunities.
I don't believe we asked any question about intergenerational opportunities. I think it was a broad recommendation.
Okay.
Lydia, are you there?
Okay. And Barbara's saying she believes we did, but.
Yes, I'm here. I'm trying to look back at the survey questions and cross reference to this report, but I am here.
Okay. Because I don't see a question, and I know that you were active in writing this section of the report. So I thought you might be able to speak to the need for combating social isolation and encouraging intergenerational opportunities within any community, whether it's found in the survey data or not.
We did have a question about, I have enough opportunities to interact with younger generations within River Forest. Survey item number 10 under civic and social involvement and volunteer opportunities.
Yeah, I have it as number 11, right?
Okay. Okay. So I guess if we have to do, I think, I'm not speaking for Barbara, but she's asking, did we give the breakdown related to those questions on intergenerational opportunities? So I don't know, Barbara, are you suggesting we give the breakdown somewhere here in the challenges or? Section
I can talk for a minute right now. I'm saying that if you have it as part of your recommendations, you ought to have it as part of the challenges. It's got to be consistent. You have to show that you have data for what you're saying. I mean, that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Okay. Generational. Okay.
Well, and then maybe we need to really rewrite this section.
Yeah.
Because we didn't say anything about multicultural options. That wasn't addressed in the village. And then we're using the term intergenerational, yet we only used the idea, the question 11 of do you have enough opportunities to interact with younger people?
By default, that's intergenerational, Jim. We're talking 55 to 85 and younger generation. Those that is intergenerational.
Okay. Well, I would disagree with that characterization, Barb.
How would you define intergenerational, Jim?
Intergenerational goes both ways. It could be older people interacting with older people than them, Barb. That's intergenerational by definition.
Generation is 30 years.
No, that's a cohort.
No, that's a generation.
Okay.
You're really splitting hairs just to be difficult.
Actually, we didn't bring this point up. I believe you did.
You can have the last word. That's fine.
Okay.
Hey, Rez?
Yes.
On page 20, I found two places where you've got to clean up the language. Under the recommendations at the top, item one.
Okay.
I cannot figure out what is meant by such as adopting the core principles of anti-ageism, the Rebecca Levy ABC framework, the free frame aging model to combat ageism. You got to clean up that sentence. And in the next one, it says such as partnering with, the word the is missing. And then I believe the name of the committee is not Diversity and Inclusion Committee. So you might want to have Matt go through the whole thing and make sure that they're using the correct names of committees and commissions and boards.
Okay.
It just adds to our credibility if we get it right.
Okay. Yeah, we could do that. I changed a few in there, but missed that one.
Okay. All right. And I guess that I'm trying to figure out, Lydia, is this reference to Dr. Rebecca Levy for principles, anti-ageism? Did that come from you? I guess.
It did come from Lydia. Rebecca Levy is. Is a noted author right now who is doing groundbreaking work in ageism. She's got a new book out. I think it was Mark, gentleman in the Village Oak Park who's active in the aging community, was trying to get her to come into town to do some speaking. And she's got a pretty popular model with a book out and stuff like that now. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just saying you need to clean up the language. It's.
Yeah, anybody that didn't know wouldn't. I agree.
Right. So when you say clean it up, do you want me to add like some brief description of what the book is about or what the core principle of anti-ageism is?
I think it's just missing some words.
Yeah.
Okay. It's
missing words. It's missing words and punctuation.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Look at it. Rephrase. Okay. All right. I'll work on that one. Okay. Anything else on page 20? Okay. Then let's go to page 21. Again, here, don't worry about the items. I'm going to fix that to reference a survey question, and then I'll put in obviously the numbers refer to the questions. Okay.
I imagine when you do that, you'll catch things like in the last bullet point where item 19 is one word instead of having a space between the two.
Yes. Yes. And I also note there that the spacing did not come out evenly through all of those bullets. I'll fix that too. Okay, and let's go to 22.
Oh, Barbara mentions partnering with the Chamber of Commerce.
Where's that at? Okay.
In the chat, I'm guessing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That would be for volunteers.
Yeah, recommendations.
For recommendations, not volunteers. Okay. Okay. Okay, Chamber of Commerce for pay to not just volunteer. Oh. It Interesting. Partner with that, but not just for volunteering in terms of, but also if they're
paid. Volunteer and employment opportunities.
Okay. 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 All right. Still on page 21, just okay. All right. So I have Barb, the volunteer and employment opportunities. I know at the bottom, the items, I'm going to fix a survey question number. Is there anything else on page 21? Okay. Okay, Matt, did you catch that deleting only volunteer? The last sentence still says only volunteer.
Yeah, I just put a note there to fix this whole point.
Okay, all right. Okay. All right. Okay. So that takes us on page 22.
At the bottom under basis,
okay,
there's a lot of shorthand going into that bullet point. I think what the bullet point means is it is important to River Forest seniors that the village supports people living with dementia. I think that's what it means. It is important to River Forest seniors that the village supports people living with dementia.
Okay. I didn't draft it, so I just left that, but it's obviously River Forest, it's clear. Is this, Lydia, if you drafted this, is that what you intended, seniors, or did you mean like it's important to the village?
I think it's important. Respondents express the importance of supporting people living with dementia throughout the village.
That was probably
also move to change seniors or senior every reference in the report to older adults.
Okay. Okay. Let me do that. Hold on. Change. To older adults. Okay. Okay. All right. I'll do that in general. Okay. So it's important to respondents. How would you read that, or how would you write that, Lydia, on page
10? Oh, so just this response?
Yes, that's correct.
You might want to say survey respondents, because it'll be easier for the reader to understand what we mean by respondents. And frankly, you could say supports people living with disability, with dementia. It's a lot more direct. And it's, you know, one word instead of three, that always helps. And the next bullet point, I assume that you want to change OA to older adults.
Okay.
But then there's a subject that's missing, you know, who needs to do a better job of helping people understand what these services are? Do we mean the village, or do we mean all River Forest governmental entities? Is it the village and township need to do a better job helping people understand what services are available, or is it just the village, or what are we talking about?
In theory, the entire report, right, is focused on our information and recommendations to the village of what they need to be doing.
Then we should be saying the village. I mean, we should, these are sentences in general, and they, it's good to all have them all be sentences.
However, I think because we uniquely contract our services from the township, that we should actually encourage the village and the township. You could even say, you know, the park district and the library, the community center.
Can we sum it up as all the village entities? I have no problem listing them all. If Jim thinks it's good to list them all, I'm as always in full agreement with him.
All right.
And I believe there's a comment in chat that needs to be addressed.
Let's see. With 62% responding neutral.
Change needs to need.
Okay. Right. Okay, Barbara's comment is with 62% responding neutral, we should mention in challenges that neutral may be explained by a tendency of people not to know about services until they need them. Otherwise, that majority of 62% neutral just hangs there. Okay.
That's a damn good point. Maybe we need something in here that says, acknowledges that the vast majority of people will eventually need services, don't know about them before they don't even look to find out what they are until they need them. Something along those lines would probably help put this in a clearer context.
I agree.
Is that a good point? Now, you got a question, you know, just a writing question in those next two bullet points, because we're talking about services for older adults. Lydia wants to change seniors to older adults throughout the document, but it doesn't read real well if you're saying about 1 in 4 River Forest older adults knows what services for older adults are available. You can make change it to what services for them are available if you change seniors to adults.
I mean, some of the sentences might need to be adjusted. I just am trying to think about if we're, you know, being in best practice with what the, some of the recommendations are, moving away from use of senior to older adults is preferable, but just a suggestion.
Like in the last one, you could say fewer than 6% of older adults in River Forest use services targeted to them in the villages, in the village, something like that. So it's wordsmithing, which I think you can figure out.
Yeah.
We don't have to do it here.
And while we're on that section, I think either we left out or I left out, that number one belongs to, I think, the recommendations. And so I left the title out, a recommendations left, so we need to, just for now, so that. All right, thank you. All right. How about the rest, going with the rest of 23? Okay. If not, how about 24? That's page 25. Okay. Keep scrolling down, man.
Sure.
Okay. Please, I should say. Thank you.
If you like.
I will, sir.
Okay. And then we have on page 26.
Okay. In the res in the introduction, yeah, right under the title Housing and Finances, there's some words missing.
Okay.
In an age-friendly framework, AARP defines, has determined that housing needs something. Okay. You can fix that on your own.
Okay. Okay. All right. I have that, and same thing with the items. I'm going to offer to fix that to survey question. Okay. Page 27, same thing with the item reference.
Yeah, in the under the recommendations, item 1C, if you're going to put the mutual housing associations in there, you need to put in low equity co-ops as well. And it should add group homes for the frail elderly. That was the second or third choice of a very high percentage of respondents.
Well, this one I generally moved around, so I didn't meet the language, but I could say, so you're saying housing association and you're saying low equity, I'm sorry, Dan.
Low equity cooperatives.
Okay.
And group homes for the frail elderly.
Can we not use elderly, please?
Or the older adult?
Yeah.
Should we use frail?
That's the point of them. I don't love frail, but definitely not elderly.
Okay. Okay. Okay, then anything else on 27?
Well,
we'll fix this.
I don't know if this flows into 28 or not, but the village president is trying to get the zoning code amended to allow for accessory dwellings. And I think we should have a clear recommendation to amend the zoning code to allow for accessory dwellings and group homes for seniors who need them. The zoning code doesn't provide for either of those now. And I think we should be specific. This will help achieve recommendations of the affordable housing plan, the comprehensive plan, and the initiative of our village president. You can make it an item 4 if you want. Or you could, it could be a 2C.
Well, I was going to say, if it's anything regarding the zoning, it should be under 2.
Yeah, make it a 2C. Matt, I could send you language after this if you'd like.
I'm sure we could use some of the what you had provided before, Dan, or anything new would be good too.
Yeah, I'll send you language.
Okay. Anything else on 28, page 28?
You got typos under in the technology.
Okay.
Findings demonstrate the 96% of all images in large and have internet, and a large number of people have and comfortably use technology that do use can come out.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And then I've got a question on the specific recommendation one. Do we have any evidence that there's a shortage of Wi-Fi hotspots throughout the village, in the village? I just want to make sure we have something that can back up that recommendation.
I don't know that we have evidence. I mean, they're available in our libraries and different places, but there's some recommendations and other publications about how technology should be its own domain and age-friendly, and that Wi-Fi should be accessible to everybody in the village. So I don't know.
And to that end, Dan, I think that the idea would be, because I thought about this too, and I was thinking, well, what if the library's closed and the village hall isn't open and the community center, these places where they do have public Wi-Fi, I can't access it. Remember in the old days, you'd be able to stand out in front of someone's house and you could get their Wi-Fi. So,
hey, I've seen the commercials. You still can.
Can you really?
According to the Xfinity commercials.
Well, I guess if it's unsecured, you could. But the point being that they're just talking about having public, you know, Wi-Fi. And so that, you know, if the technology, I think the word that's critical here is consider. So this isn't a hard recommendation. Say it's consider, you know, kind of where we fit in as a village in terms of when these options do become available. What it was as simple as a transmitter at some point in time that could, you know, go within a 3 mile radius, then, you know, we're 2.2 square miles. I don't know. Maybe it's some clarification or something, but.
Yeah. I mean, you've spoken often about how we need to have something with a basis, stick to what our findings are in the study. And I just don't see how that's consistent with this. Plus, you know, given how wealthy the community is, I don't know what the optics are of eliminating the need for any resident to pay for an internet provider.
Okay, just delete it and keep point two.
Okay. All right. So are we okay with point two? It shall now be one. Okay. Then page 29.
We've got a missing letter in the appendices and supporting documentation. Appendix B, the I is missing from ordinance.
Oh. Thank you. Believe it or not, I ran this spelling check. It didn't pop up. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. We'll get it. And I think actually that was a resolution. Because I think it was a resolution that was copied out of it, but I just put that in for now. And I added Appendix C, which would actually be what I'm thinking, and I thought we talked about this once before, is actually putting in the survey summary responses as we got them. Okay. Am I wrong?
What do you mean by summary responses?
Meaning when we put the responses with SurveyMonkey, you know, how many responded with agreed, strongly agreed, neutral, those type of them, without doing the analysis. I mean, we obviously used that and then did the analysis, but this is the actual survey, the responses we got, the summary of them.
Yeah, you could probably use the one of the spreadsheets we put together as a very efficient way to provide those results.
Okay.
SurveyMonkey provides the report.
That's what I thought, yes.
Right, it's just a very long report. If you give them the spreadsheet, it gives it to them in just a few pages instead of 50 pages.
Okay, well, let me see what it looks like. Okay. Okay. And the references were that. I don't know if there's any additional references, but that was the list that was on there. I didn't change any of that. Are there any other appendices that people think ought to be added besides these? Okay. If hearing none, I guess we can stay with those. Okay, and that's pretty much what I tried to do, and obviously we have some additional changes, which I'm happy to make. And actually, Matt already had some changes, so I can go back and make sure we covered everything. Okay. All right. Any other comments from our group? So next step will be, Matt, you made already changes on the actual document, which is great. What I'm going to do is do an email of summary of, for example, Lydia, you're going to work on the executive summary.
Yes.
And I'll look at some other items that I wrote down that we need to polish up. Matt and I will, for example, we'll follow up with the exact number of people of surveys that we sent out, how many were returned, and then how many actually responded. Those numbers on page 8. Then we're gonna do something with looking at that table on page 11 with an explanation, look at the order that's there. The updating the demographics on page 13, Dan sent us something. We'll see what other update is there. Adding a column to page 15, the table there. And there's some other changes here that we're talking about, but in terms of textual changes or additions. But so I'm thinking we'll put a quick summary out of who's going to follow with what. And but we'll make any other typos and what I call find and replace, you know, changing seniors to older adults in general, and some other percentages, the actual percent to the word percent. We'll do that as well. So, okay. All right. So, okay. That's what we have. So we'll send that out after those changes and after Matt will do the, you already started, but maybe if you send me the draft, make sure I have everything in there. We'll send out an email with this current draft that Matt worked on with some follow-ups as we talked about this, and then people can work on that. Okay. All right. Any other thoughts or comments? Otherwise, the next meeting will be on April the 12th, the second Wednesday of the month. So any other business? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. So Dan? Okay. So I thought, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Matt, do you want to call the roll?
Sure. Member Flanagan?
Yes.
Member Frederick? Sorry.
Yes.
Yes. Member Kwan?
Okay.
Yes.
Member Lauber?
Yes.
Member Manning?
Yes.
And Chairman Vasquez?
Yes. Okay, yes. And thank you all for participating.
Thanks, Chris.